Worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Well, it's the last season event, the last regular season event on the PGA Tour. Guys are fighting for a place in the FedEx Cup and, of course, the premier status on the PGA Tour. The Bubble Boys will be talking about them. Semifinals at the 112th U.S. Amateur Championship at Cherry Hills, while the Safeway Classic is at Pumpkin Ridge. And the National Golf Foundation says rounds played in June up 3.2%. Versus the same month last year. And the year-to-date rounds played, 12.2%. That's some good news in golf. You're in the clubhouse. Welcome. It's August 18th, 2012. And joining us in a moment, Bob Friend, former PGA Tour member, analyst for PGA Tour Network on Sirius XM, director of operations at Pikewood, and he has his own golf show, T2 Green. Bob Friend. But first, let's thank our sponsors who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Also brought to you by Discount Furniture Warehouse, offering a wide range of furniture to complement your island lifestyle. 345 North Nimitz Highway, visit HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
If you'd like to play a round at Poipu, there's an 850 and a 1020, and they've got 25% off on the sale rack right now. Plus, there's only one tee time open at what was once known as Luana Hills, now the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, and that's at 8:20 this morning, so give them a call right away. Host of Tee to Green, analyst for PGA Tour Network, Sirius XM, former PGA Tour player, director of operations at Pikewood National Golf Club, where, by the way, they're having a huge tournament, beautiful trophy being given away today. Also a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, that's right, he's related to that Bob Friend, four-time All-Star, 1960 World Series champion. Bob Friend, welcome to the show.
Danielle, how are you? It's always nice to hear your voice.
It's great talking to you. How about the Pirates? Wow.
Well, I tell you, the Pirates, they're on a roll. You know, they struggled a little bit this past week against the Dodgers.
Didn't they?
I'm sure many of your listeners are probably big Dodgers fans, but, you know, they went last night to St. Louis, and they beat the Cardinals 2-1. They've got a very good pitching staff. And they are generating some power, and they've been exciting to watch all year.
Yeah, they have been. Wild card?
Yeah, it looks like wild card looks pretty good. But, you know, we've seen this before. You know, last year, they at the All-Star break, they were right up there looking, talking, playoffs, everything else, and they dropped 10 in a row. So, but this is a different team than they had last year. And I fully suspect that, you know, come the end of September, they're going to be right there in the wild card race.
Well, for you, I hope so. All right. Okay. So Bob Friend went from the AAA golf tour, you know, the what now is called the Web.com. It was back then, the Ben Hogan. He got his PGA Tour card in 1992 and in 1997 through Q School. So I was wondering, Bob, you seem to be the perfect person to ask, what do you think about the Q School changes, eliminating, this is the last year you can go to Q School to get your card. From now on, you'll be going into the final series event with the guys that didn't make the 125 number. I think it's 126 to 200. And guys who would normally go to the Q School, they'll be contending. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's basically how it works, Daniel. I'm a big proponent of it for the primary reason that the PGA Tour, in order to be able to sell this sponsorship package, as we know, Nationwide was a wonderful sponsor for, you know, over 10, 11, 12 years. And they did a wonderful job with this tour, getting behind it. But the fact of the matter is like anything else, sponsorships change. And in order for the PGA Tour to be able to attract a large national sponsor, they had to closely marry the PGA Tour with what was then called the Nationwide Tour, as closely as possible to the PGA Tour. And the best solution, they felt, was to have the, you know, the basically have your one freeway onto the PGA Tour coming specifically through the web.com tour. So, look, at the end of the day, I spoke with a number of people at the PGA Tour headquarters, and I know this for a fact. You have to finish, you have to play very poorly to finish outside of the top 200 on the PGA Tour money list. And, you know, if you should, it's just kind of a tough break. But at the end of the day, they're going to have this fall series of tournaments and gives people the opportunity to get on the PGA Tour that way. And I think it's a good chance.
So do you think the premise often being that the Q School graduates don't really have the experience to contend for much more than a year? It's unusual for someone, Ricky Fowler maybe is an exception to this rule, but the Q School guys usually don't have it. Like, for instance, Johnny Vegas, he's a bubble boy. You know, he came through Q School, did very well, and now he's kind of struggling. Do you think the guys who go through the web.com tour, the AAA in baseball, it would be like a farm club, coming up through the ranks, getting onto the PGA Tour, that they then have the experience to really succeed on the PGA Tour?
No, there's no question about it. It's a much better bellwether as to who is playing better and who the better players are. Look, I mean, I've got it, you know, through Q School, you know, got successfully through there twice and kept my card and this, that, and the other 5 years all told on the PGA Tour. But the fact of the matter is that the web.com tour is a much better indicator of who the better players are. Look, there's stories down through the years of guys that went through PGA Tour qualifying, even all three stages, got to the finals of, you know, six rounds. It's basically a meat grinder. And they got the cards, and guys, I can't believe he got his card. Well, that guy that you couldn't believe got his card, you know, made three cuts in 27 tries. Look, what happens with the web.com tour, and what's been the history of the Nationwide Tour, Ben Hogan Tour, is that you got 30 weeks to prove yourself, but also to learn how to play and travel. There's a lot more involved to playing tournament golf than just putting a stool in the ground and giving the ball a rip on Thursday. You have to know how to travel. You have to know how to plan your free time away from the golf course. You have to know how to do laundry. It's all this sort of stuff that you do. Really, it is, and it's really learning how to become a professional athlete. And by being on the web.com tour, it gives guys 30 weeks to learn the skills necessary. When these guys get out on the PGA Tour, they usually hit the ground running.
Okay, I completely, when you said laundry, it's exactly what I was thinking. No, it's true. It's life. You've got to have merge life and golf, and you don't just get to go out and play. It's not all,
correct.
It's about traveling and being able to recover from the traveling. But some guys say, okay, making us go into the web.com, it's expensive. You know, the Q School gave you a chance to just kind of jump in, make some money. Web.com, it's going to be expensive for me to keep my place.
No, it's not. I mean, the purses, I fully suspect that the purse is going to go up. I think they're going to go up a little bit. But the fact is that, you know what? If you play well, you're going to make a nice chunk of change on the web.com tour, and you're going to have your playing privileges the following year. If you don't play well, no matter where you're playing, it's really expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done both. I mean, I've played well on all the tours, and I've played like a dookie on all the tours. I'm going to tell you, it's a lot cheaper to play well because you're making a hell of a lot more money. But the fact is that this was the best opportunity for the PGA Tour to get a major sponsor for this tour.
Excellent.
And you know, they put their heads together, and this is what they came up with, and web.com is going to be a tremendous sponsor for this tour for years to come.
Now, I mentioned at the open of the show that this is the last, and I think that's funny to say, the last regular season event on the PGA Tour this weekend. The Wyndham,
yes.
Right? I mean, but we've got so much golf ahead of us. Golf is not going to end this week. It's going to, and in fact, next year, it's just going to keep on going.
Yeah, and it's going to, look, and then really the exciting golf is really just getting started. You've got the FedEx Cup begins. This is the last tournament to qualify for it, and it was funny, one of those things that I thought, because Sedgefield, which is an old Donald Ross golf course in Greensboro, North Carolina, they had recently changed over their greens to Bermuda. And you know, it's kind of a hangover. You know, years ago, the Southern clubs felt that it was more of a status symbol to be able to say that, to be able to boast that they had bent grass greens deep in the South. Well, the fact of the matter is the bent grass greens deep in the South, during this time of year, they have to be watered excessively. They're soft, and you lose all the great features that Donald Ross built into these golf holes when he designed them you know, half a century ago, close to a century ago. And so what they did was they actually went back to Bermuda grass, and there's so many great hybrid Bermudas now on the market. And now what you've got a golf course that actually plays like it was intended by the architect, where the ball bounces on the greens. So you've got a couple of Southern boys, James Walker and Webb Simpson.
We lost you just for a second there. Didn't quite catch the point you were making at the end. Could you?
The difference between the bent grass greens and the Bermuda greens is that the architect Donald Ross intended for the ball to bounce in the greens to bring all those great features into play.
Got it. Yes.
Around the greens, and now what you've got again, it's not really ironic to be expected. As you two guys that grew up on Southern grasses, and Jimmy Walker and Webb Simpson are contending for this title, which is now played on Bermuda grass greens. So I love it. And again, you're going to have the FedEx Cup is going to be geared up here. Then after that, you've got the Fall Series. There's a tremendous amount of golf being played.
Yes, absolutely. And then next year, it's just going to keep on going. There's really not going to be end to the season, right? What do you think
That's
of
right.
it?
It's perpetual golf.
Perpetual. Keeping it exciting is going to be a full-time job. You know, it's get it pumping up here. So as you said, Jimmy Walker, Webb Simpson, they're at the top of the leaderboard with Tim Clark, Sergio Garcia fighting his way onto the Ryder Cup for the European side. Harris English, Carl Peterson, hoping to recover from last week, doing quite nicely. Matt Every, Bud Cauley, Justin Leonard. Now, here we go. Rocco Mediate, Justin Leonard, the Bubble Boys. Justin at 142, Rocco at 161, Tim Herron at 129, Bobby Gates, 131, Billy Horschel, 135, Richard Lee. They're all just David Mathis coming up this leaderboard, working toward getting into the FedEx Cup and keeping their premier card on the PGA Tour. It's interesting to see how they're really stepping up their game. What happens?
Right, Danielle. It's one of those things where it's rug cutting time, and you know you've got all year to get yourself in position. And you know, guys, for various reasons, you know, they don't play very well for most of the year. Might be swing changes, might be injury, might be maybe bought a new house, maybe have a child on the way, whatever it is. But now it is you're basically approaching critical mass this week, where these guys are all scrambling because where they want to be is the FedEx Cup. And the fact is, if you don't qualify for the FedEx Cup, you're going to wait. You're going to have 4 or 5 weeks off here until the Fall Series starts. That's really not a whole heck of a lot of fun for a tour member.
Right. A PGA Tour member, I mean, the standard of living on the PGA Tour, and I'm not just talking about what money you make, but just the way the tour conducts the tournaments is really quite different than any other tour. I mean, you really feel like you are special when you're on the PGA Tour, and I mean no disrespect, but you feel different than playing on the web.com tour.
Oh, Danielle, it's not even close. I'm going to tell you, playing on the PGA Tour is the greatest experience of a lifetime. You know, I've got three children, ages 16, 14, and 12. I was in the delivery room for each one of my children, and I know that some of your listeners might think this is callous, but getting my PGA Tour card felt like watching the birth of my childhood. It was that special, that good. And believe me, I love kids with every fiber of me, but a PGA Tour card is a lifetime achievement. It's a life's work that go into that 1 week or that 1 year now playing on the web.com tour. And getting your PGA Tour card is that special. And I can tell you, there is no finer job on the face of the earth than playing on the PGA Tour. They do an unbelievable job, and each and every tournament you feel like you are a king.
Wow. All right, we're going to come back, talk about the Ryder Cup, the U.S. Amateur. The U.S. Amateur, all of these guys that are like top-ranked are being knocked off, and the guys below them are doing just fine, thank you very much. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star Protection Agency. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We mentioned Harris English, Bud Cauley. They're all here at the top of the leaderboard over at the Wyndham Championship. And right now, the semifinals underway, the U.S. Amateur, and wiped out Jordan Spieth, gone. What's his name? Stephen Fox beat Chris Williams, the number one amateur. He's like 63rd, seated 63rd. He's beating number six, Brandon Hagee. We've got Michael Weaver from Fresno. He's four up. At least he was the last check, over Justin Thomas, who was seated ahead of. What's happening at the U.S. Amateur?
Well, look, it's match play. I mean, that's the difference. I mean, match play, anything can happen. And look, it's a great golf course, a classic golf course in Cherry Hills, where Arnold Palmer most famously won the 1960 U.S. Open. But the fact is, Danielle, match play is a completely different animal than stroke play. And, you know, just some players are better at stroke play than they are match play. And we've seen this down through the years. I mean, take a look. A great example, just talking to a gentleman today here at our club, was a graduate from the University of Miami in Florida, where unfortunately they canceled the golf program about 25, 30 years ago. But look at Nathaniel Crosby, won the U.S. Amateur in 1981 at Olympic Club, and he tried to play professionally. And obviously, Nathaniel's a very accomplished player, very good guy, but never made it. Since the U.S. Amateur, really didn't do a whole lot before then. So match play is a totally different animal, and anything can happen. And some guys just happen to play match play better than they do stroke play.
Is it mental? And when you're
absolutely, it's mental. It's a completely different approach. And what it really takes is it takes a certain toughness to be able to really not pay any attention to your opponent and really continue to play the golf course, which you have to do in stroke play. But it's one of those things. You've got the guy right in front of you, and sometimes you let his shots and his actions dictate your decisions on the golf course.
Got it. We're talking with Bob Friend, host of Tee to Green, analyst for PGA Tour Network on Sirius XM, former PGA Tour player and director of operations at Pikewood National Golf Club. Ryder Cup, Medina. Okay, Tiger Woods, Bubba Watson, Jason Duffner, Keegan Bradley, Webb Simpson. It's amazing how poorly some of these guys did at the PGA Championship. Zach Johnson, Matt Kuchar, Phil Mickelson. All right, so they're in. Now we've got the guys who are going to be picked. And I noticed that you mentioned on Twitter that you thought Mahan, even though he missed at the PGA Championship, really ought to be picked for this team. He is number nine. Why?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you two reasons why. Hunter Mahan is just outside of the threshold from qualifying automatically on points, right behind Phil Mickelson. But the thing is that Hunter Mahan might have the best golf swing on the PGA Tour right now. And this is a guy that's looking for redemption from the 2010 Ryder Cup that we saw in Wales. Absolute debacle. I mean, literally, if you talk about one of the top players in the world showing nerves like a schoolboy, that was the situation there. So I think Hunter Mahan's a great pick because he's going to be searching and looking for redemption. I think Steve Stricker would be hard to leave off the team. And I don't know how you leave Jim Furyk off this team. And Jim Furyk is finally starting to show some life in his game. And you know what? The guy's a Ryder Cup veteran. The guy's one of the most ferocious, tenacious competitors on the PGA Tour. Yeah. So I take a look at the three picks of being Stricker, Furyk, and Hunter Mahan. Now, you know, fill that out. I mean, I don't know. Do you go with a Dustin Johnson? Do you go with a Bill Haas? And Bill Haas right now is currently 17th.
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson is 15th. So I think really, I think that Mahan, Stricker, and Furyk are automatic. You could take a look at Fowler, Snedeker, Bo Van Pelt up there, Robert Garrigus, who I do not think will be a pick. I really don't, unless he were to win something here on the FedEx Cup coming down the road. The other thing is that if any of these players that are really close should win, they're going to be guaranteed a spot. I do believe that that's going to be the situation, because what the captain wants to do, and what Paul Lesner did with his change in the selection back in 2008, was that he has players that are playing well currently as opposed to the old system. And then when you go and you take a look at the European team, I mean, how do you leave Ian Poulter off? Ian Poulter is 17th. And Ryder Cup points for the European team. How do you leave Ian Poulter off the list?
He can't.
I think it's going to be a tremendous Ryder Cup. You know, you've got Davis is selected, obviously, Fred Couples and Mike Hulbert, who are longtime friends of the assistant captains. And he just recently added Jess Blumen and Scott Verplank to the list of co-captains. And so what you've got is you've got a team, and you've got all the players and all the captains and assistant captains, co-captains. They're all very current. And Medina is a very Americanized golf course. I'm not a huge fan of Medina. I played there in the 1999 PGA Championship. And since I've been there, they've taken out quite a few trees and they've changed a little bit of the character of the golf course. But it is still a very Americanized Parkland-style golf course, where a lot of these guys grew up on golf courses like this, where the Europeans not necessarily did. So I think I give the advantage to the Americans.
Interesting. Advantage Americans. And how about if they're just going to have to go with whoever's hot right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Danielle. That's the thing. I think that, again, I think that Mahan makes a team. I think Stricker makes a team. I think Furyk makes a team.
And then
anybody else behind them, it's close. Like I said, a Dustin Johnson, a Bill Haas. If any of those guys should win a FedEx Cup tournament, I think they're automatically going to be picked for that team.
Bob, friend, it's always such a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Absolutely.
Danielle,
I love talking to you all the time. You know, it's great to have a good-looking woman who knows the game of golf. There's nothing better than that, Danielle.
Bob, friend, we'll talk soon, okay?
All right, dear. Take care.
You too, and have a great tournament today at Pikewood.
We will. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. Jill Painter, LA Daily News sports columnist. She goes all sports all the time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has mini futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platforms, bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets. Or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. A reporter and columnist for the LA Daily News for 12 years, University of Colorado at Boulder graduate, Jill Painter. When Jill was reporting on the Kings games from the Staples Center in Los Angeles during the Kings' successful campaign to win the Stanley Cup, she took to Twitter to fill in her followers on what was going on. And with just 140 characters, she managed to make me feel like I was witnessing the action on the ice and feeling the excitement and the tension building in that center as the fans felt victory within their reach. It was an amazing experience. Jill Painter, thanks for joining me in the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I appreciate that. That's one thing we certainly strive to do is make sure people feel like they're there, and or especially if you're listening to golf on the radio, you just want to make people feel like that. So I was just trying to do that. It was a pretty great and amazing run and fun to cover. So thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I was reading your article on the Rio Olympics and trying to get this golf course built. And Gil Hans, you had a chance to actually talk with him. What's his feeling about getting this done in 4 years? It just doesn't seem like a lot of time with all the problems they've had.
Exactly. Well, I think he's feeling a little bit of pressure. He was talking about watching the Olympics. We were all watching with quite a different eye than him. He said it made it feel a little excited and a little nervous because he's obviously on the clock now, and he's headed to Brazil next month. I think in any project like that, you're going to have setbacks and you'll be ahead of schedule on some things and behind on other things. But, they also have to have that course ready since the PGA Tour is going to play on that before the Olympics so they can get all the kinks worked out. It is a long way out for right now, and so all the bulldozing work and all that good stuff is coming up very soon.
What kind of a piece? What property is this? What's the terrain like? What are they building on?
Well, then it's whatever the natural terrain is that's there is what they're building on. I haven't exactly seen it, and they've been very kind of keeping under wraps everything. So we've barely even seen much of the designs of the course. So that's for some reason Rio doesn't want people to know about it. I guess they want to kind of keep some of this stuff out so that they can unveil it during the PGA Tour, and I think the LPGA is playing there as well. So I'm not sure, and I know he's looked at it, and we'll have to see that soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I imagine they want to package it in some sort of wrapping paper and then take the bow off right at the moment of the unveiling.
Exactly.
I saw you working at Humana, and it was I was in Palm Springs, a Humana Challenge, and someone said to me that he said, "See over there, that's Jill Painter. She's with the LA Daily News. Now, if she came all the way up here, that must mean this is a pretty important event." And I thought to myself, that's very interesting. Now, I know, why was the Humana Challenge important enough for you to come up out of LA to Palm Springs for an event that's not really been given that much import on the PGA Tour schedule? It's on three courses. It's, it's got celebrities playing. It's not really a tournament.
Right. Well, two words, Bill Clinton. And I have a funny story about the day I was there. I think that was the Friday, and Bill Clinton was scheduled to speak that day. We had been, waiting with bated breath all week. It was, he was going to talk on Tuesday. Then it was Wednesday. Then it was Thursday. And I believe it was Friday that he actually was going to talk. And so, he's really just kind of infused a good energy into that tournament. So I drive down there. It's about a 2.5 hour drive, probably maybe even a little bit more for me. And as I'm driving down there, as happens with some celebrities and entertainers and former presidents, which I didn't know, the schedule can be changed and without a moment's notice and moved up. And so, a 2 o'clock interview became a 12:30 interview. I got there at 12:45 and missed the whole thing. It's the first time in my career I've completely missed something. So,
oh, my goodness.
It was kind of a funny story.
I missed the President of the United States.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
I as I was, running in, I did see him in the golf course being whisked away.
That was my moment to see him. So why was the Humana Challenge chosen as sports event of the year?
Well, I think because they went from something that was not, I mean, it just was not considered a viable tournament. I mean, you know, we were sitting there wondering every year, is this tournament going to last? Is this tournament going to last? But Larry Thiel came in, the tournament director, a couple of years ago, and he was charged with making some changes. And so they did. They went from four courses, which all the players hated, to three courses. They have all these bells and whistles for their families, you know, make things like, you know, all their spa days and all this stuff, make it first class so that they, you know, all the families want to come, that the players want to come, that their families want to come back once they do come. Made a bunch of changes, and then they get a new sponsor, Humana, and then Bill Clinton. I mean, that was the
that
real
was
coup. I mean, Clinton is just such a polarizing figure, if you've ever heard him speak. I've
yes.
seen him on TV.
Yes, I was lucky, yes.
Okay, and so because of that, I mean, you just, you know, there's just such a new energy. They've made, which is, this is the good thing. If you don't make changes, nothing is going to get fixed, and they made a ton of changes on this tournament and bring in Bill Clinton, and that was just the cherry on top, and it just became an event that people wanted to be at.
Yep, I want to go back. If he's going to be there, I want to go back.
So do I. I'm going to try once.
One more time?
Once more.
Yeah, okay, good. You'd probably get a little bit earlier drive out there, because it is a long drive. I drove from LAX up, and it's an interesting drive. The windmills, I understand why people here in Hawaii, we have a little bit of a thing about windmill farms, and they do overwhelm you when you drive into a valley and all of a sudden it's like, wow, look at this place. Tiger Woods,
right.
Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. All right.
We can't get enough.
No, we can't get enough of him, you know, and I want to ask you, because you don't cover golf, you cover sports, and Tiger Woods manages to get golf when he wins on the front page of the sports section. He could even get it on the front page of the newspaper.
Right.
Why is that? I mean, and is there, and my question is there anybody else on the PGA Tour capable of doing what Tiger Woods does when he plays in a golf event, and he plays well or badly? It doesn't matter.
Not even close. In my opinion, because here's what I want to know, and here's what I think most people want to know in a golf tournament: who's winning and what is Tiger doing? And we don't care if he's winning, if he's you know 10 shots back, or if he's struggling, if he can't hit a fairway. We just want to know what he's doing. I mean, he's just captivating. I mean, he went from this, I mean, the best golfer in the world, the best golfer ever, and he had such an amazing stretch to complete scandal and ruin, and he's working his way back, and he's just, we see him, I mean, he's human now, but he's still just so captivating. He just has that it factor, I guess Simon Cowell would say it,
and
American Idol, or the X Factor. He's just got that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know anybody else that's even close out there right now. I mean, sure, there's you know, players we're all interested in, and great young players. You know, you know, I think people are probably more interested in Adam Scott now after his meltdown. So I just think that we're a people that we just love captivating people. And because he played well for so long, it doesn't even matter what he does now. We just want to know what he's doing. And there's just no comparison.
It's funny. It's the French called the je ne sais quoi. You know, it's
exactly.
There's something about this person that you can't help but look at them. Michelle Wie has that to a degree. You know, you can't help but just be fascinated. There's the picture and you want to look. There's Tiger Woods and you want to look. I don't know. It's interesting. And Rory McIlroy is a great kid, and he's fascinating. He's got a gorgeous girlfriend, but he doesn't have that, you know, you just have to look. At least not yet. Maybe he'll grow into it. But usually you're born with that sort of thing. And I don't know, it's a star quality, you know, whatever. The it factor, as you said. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tiger's got that smile, and not that Rory doesn't, but Tiger's got that mega West smile. you know, Rory, I thought last year I was at the U.S. Open Congressional when he won, and I just thought, oh, this kid's going to take off, and this is going to be monstrous. And it's like, he's won two majors now, and we're like, okay, what's Tiger doing? You know, it's he's, I mean, He's had a great, you know, he's had a great stretch here. I mean, he's had fallen on some hard times too and struggled a little bit. But I am actually very surprised after what happened at the U.S. Open that we are not more Rory centric. I guess here. I really thought he would take over a little bit more here. I mean, look at Usain Bolt. The Jamaican sprinter
that everybody
in the U.S. is fascinated by. There's this huge billboard of him in New York. He's a Jamaican sprinter. I mean, if anybody could have predicted this 10 years ago, that this guy would be so captivating and such a cult figure here, you'd never believe it.
I'm a legend. Is that what he said? I'm a legend. And I'm doing the Bolt right now. I can't help it. As soon as you say that, I'm doing the Bolt. It's true.
You have
a tournament in Los Angeles, the Scott Metlock and Robbie Krieger Golf and Concert Event. Now, if you had told me when I was growing up, and I grew up at the time when the Doors were popular, that my father's favorite pastime and the Doors would somehow come together, I would have thought you were crazy.
Yeah, isn't it neat how we get these celebrities, these movie stars and these rock stars, and even Michael Phelps, you know, they get into golf. And Robbie Krieger just became a golf nut, and he's friends with a local guy here, Scott Medlock, who also does a lot of the paintings for the PGA Tour. And they got together, and Robbie helped him and did a concert every year, not just one year, but he was always doing the concert. And Scott said, you know what, he's been such a big part of this tournament, I'm going to put him on the masthead, because he's always here. And this tournament benefits the St. Jude Children's Hospital. I can't think of a better thing to benefit.
Yes.
And they're so great with the kids, those two. And so every year they have this golf tournament, first class, up at Moore Park Country Club here in Los Angeles, north of, it's probably about, 45 miles north of Riviera Country Club for those who go by golf courses.
Lovely.
Exactly. And they just make a ton of money, and it's such a fun tournament. And then, you know, afterwards, Robbie puts on a good show for, the concert for everybody that, participates in the tournament. And every year he brings in, another star, another rock star celebrity to kind of jam with him. So
that's the best. Oh, the jam sessions. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you never know who's a friend in the audience who then comes up and plays too. Those are the kinds of, you know, it's like we have the garage events here, the Hawaiian music industry. You know, you never know who's in the audience. They come up and pretty soon it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You don't want them to stop. Yeah, please don't stop. I'm having too much fun. So this is a Scott Medlock. Scott Medlock, you were telling me he did not play golf before he painted that very famous Greg Norman, Sherwood Country Club with Greg Norman piece?
Right. He'd never played golf, and he was still pretty young back then. I think he was in his early 20s, and not that he's not now.
Of course, we're all young.
he was commissioned to go out and do some paintings, and he saw, I mean, to golfers, when you think about Tiger doing this all the time, standing on a green, 1 foot crossed in front of the other, leading over the putter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just such a normal part of golf, but to him, he was like, he saw Greg Norman doing that, and he said, you know, that is just so cool, the way he's standing like that. And so that was his first painting, and probably could still, I mean, he's got some good ones, but still one of the most popular paintings in his collection of Greg Norman standing there leaning over that club. I mean, people know him by that. Oh, you're the guy that painted the Norman picture.
Yes.
At Sherwood. So
it's his signature. Yes.
And of course, Davis, I think it was Davis Love III that sent him golf clubs because he started painting a lot of golf. And Davis Love said, you know, people are going to ask you to play golf, and you got to be able to get around a track. So he sent him some golf clubs. And, of course, now he's hooked, has his own golf tournament benefiting, again, St. Jude. So he's all into golf now. And he loves it because the people, he's such a friendly people person. And he says that's, you know, everybody that he meets in golf is the same way. So he's really, he didn't expect his career to kind of take on this turn, but it has, and he loves it.
It's fabulous, fabulous. I wish I was there. So this is Monday, right, for anybody listening in the Los Angeles area?
Monday it is. So we'll have to, we'll get you an invite for next year.
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, that'd be fantastic. I'd love to do that. We're going to talk about Patrick Cantlay. It's so great to see he's tied for 35th, four under at the last time I checked the leaderboard at, from UCLA, of course, doing wonderful. Bud Cauley, Harris English, all these young kids, coming up. We've got a really strong, golf is healthy. College golf is very healthy. But I want to ask you in closing, is there anyone on the LPGA Tour that has the Tiger thing other than Michelle Wee? Because frankly, who's got it on the LPGA Tour that can elevate the tour to the level of, oh, not the PGA Tour, I don't think, because it's so much stronger right now. But who's got that thing that can make people talk, the buzz factor?
Well, Yanni Singh should. I mean, the way she has played and what she's done, I mean, it's just been incredible, the majors that she's won. And she's just been dominant.
Yes.
But for some reason, and she does have that personality. I think maybe people just haven't given her a chance in that aspect. I don't know why, but she's funny as anything. She is so well-rounded. You know, she's got all these, you know, fun things she does and ping pong and she's got personality beyond belief. I just think maybe people haven't given her a chance. I don't know why.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's hard.
But she's incredible.
It's hard because we need to go to LPGA events. That's the thing. You need to go to an LPGA event to really fall in love. It just doesn't translate as well on television, and I think it's because the budget, it's so huge, it's enormous. To put on a PGA Tour televised event, the closeness that you feel with those players, it's all because of the money they can spend to do it proper. And you can't even, they don't even do that with web.com. You know, none of the events are done as well as, and if they could, I think we'd have that closer. I like how they're miking up some of the players. Natalie Gulbis was mic'd today. Unfortunately, she said an inappropriate word.
Uh-oh, did she go F-bomb?
I think she F-bombed it, yes, and they all had to apologize. But, you know, that's part of it. Hey, and she it was cute watching. She went outside the ropes. I think it was yesterday I was watching the tape version this morning as I was getting the show ready. And the people who are outside the ropes, when a player comes outside, they're like, "What, you don't belong out here. What are you doing coming out here?"
Mm-hmm.
Go back inside the ropes. We don't know what to do with you out here. But she wanted to go say hello to people. So it's a great tour, and it's coming back. So, Jill Painter, we've run out of time. Great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
And if you can, you need to just follow Jill Painter on Twitter, because if you can't be at an event and she's there, she will take you there virtually, okay? All right. We'll talk again soon. Look forward to meeting you in Los Angeles next year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. The Hawaii State Open is going to be played at Mauna Lani next year, or this year. I'm so excited. I love Mauna Lani. It's a beautiful course. They used it for the senior skins back in, I was there for the 2000 senior skins. One of the most memorable moments for me was walking down the fairway. I love walking down fairways. It was watching Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. I can't remember who the fourth, and they're, it's like they were, let's see, I'm going to put my ball there. And then they just each followed suit. Like, let's go to the same spot. And then we'll just go, we'll hit from that spot. they were in competition, but it's so relaxed. Gosh, that's good. It's a good memory. Something else that's going on, speaking of champions, Pacific Links Hawaii is staging and serving as the title sponsor for the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship, and that's in September. And I hope to be there. I've asked for my credentials so that I can broadcast from there. It's September 10th through the 16th. It's a Kapolei. It'll be at Kapolei until the Makaha course is ready. It's being renovated. It should be open sometime April next year, 2013. This is a 54-hole stroke play event taking place on Oahu at Kapolei, and Greg Norman will be there. I think that's so cool that Greg Norman has, committed bringing that star quality to an event that's getting its first shot here in Hawaii. And it's great to have the Champions Tour back in a regular season event. Also going on today, the 49th annual Oahu Country Club Men's Invitational. And that's happening today. Brian Lee birdied two of his final four holes, taking a commanding four-shot lead going into the final round, which is happening today. You can go to Oahu Country Club and watch this play. Brian had even par 71 for the two-day total of 140. He leads Matt Ma, the defending champion, by four strokes. That's something. And if you've ever been to Oahu Country Club, you know it's a challenging course, not only because of the way it's set up, but also because of the way you've got to go up the hill and down the hill. And and if you're carrying your bag, my goodness, that's a workout for you. All right, we're going to switch gears. We're talking about golf courses, and we're talking about golf course architecture and about how to take care of golf courses. And, you know, I find the most interesting things when I go to the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America website, because they give you all kinds of things like managing your time in addition to how to use the water more carefully and different products that they've got coming out. Let's welcome to the show Mary Armstrong, Executive Director of the Western Golf Course Superintendents Association and a golf course architect. Also, something's cooking in the LPGA world with Mary Armstrong. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Absolutely. Now, this is a possible golf tournament.
Yeah, right.
And you're in Las Cruces. I'll never be able to say that word. Always say it for me.
Las Cruces.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it's my form of stuttering. You know, I can hear it in my mind. It sounds just fine. But when it comes out, it doesn't. All right. This is Virgin Atlantic.
Virgin Galactic. Yeah, it's the space side of Virgin Atlantic.
Okay. Virgin Galactic. See, I'm thinking. I got the slogan for you. Okay, when you go in there. Okay, because the LPGA is a global tour. All right.
Yeah.
So you can say something like, "Not just global, intergalactic."
I love that. I love that.
So, are they? They're seriously thinking about sponsoring an event in Las Cruces.
Well, I've been working on this for about a year and a half now, and the first time that we went to them, they just said, "Well, we're really not ready yet." The Spaceport America has been under construction here in southern New Mexico for some time. It's pretty much complete at this point, And Virgin Galactic is saying that they are going to make their first passenger space flight, I think, next year. Yes, next year. And it's pretty exciting here. Of course, Southern New Mexico, Las Cruces, the White Sands Missile Range area, has been involved in space travel and rocketry and stuff since just after World War II. So, you know, this is something that we're well used to around here, but Virgin Galactic is really just taking it one more step further, and I think it would be a terrific thing for them to do. Now, the first time that we approached them, they just said they weren't ready, but like I said, I think they're getting much closer. I have a meeting set up for week after next with the LPGA and community officials to go over what, you know, we might expect and, you know, how they can support our approach to Virgin Galactic.
Okay, so remember, not just global, intergalactic.
Yeah. I love that.
All right. Now, who would have thunk it that last year, was it last year or the year before, that the Golf Course Superintendents Association would come out with brown being the new green, and then Mother Nature imposing it as a rule? Because this drought that we've got going on across the country and pretty much around the world, water is, you know, we take it so for granted. It's not. And the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America is working hard to stretch the resources that we do have and make sure that I was going through one Ecologel Solutions where they're a developer and manufacturer of products that conserves water and and makes it so that, from what I understand, the ground absorbs that water and holds it into the root ball system of the plant.
There's been, for a number of years, there's been wetting agents and surfactants, which basically allows the water to, it almost acts like a like a graphite or something, you know, that will make sure that the water doesn't bead up on the grass.
Exactly.
It comes into the soil more easily.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more efficient.
It's more efficient, so the plants use less water. And it's, you could even use it in your home if you know, not in your home, but around your home. And businesses. And then there's dust control products so that you don't have to use the water to clean the road, you know, and construction, all kinds of things that you guys and gals are working so hard to make sure that the whole industry takes advantage of these things.
Right. Yeah, they're actually having a big conference in November, specifically about this. That's really aimed at people who do my job around the country and being ready then to, you know, help our members, help our superintendents, guide them in ways that can, you know, get them the conditioning that they are pushed to have. Without using too much water, so.
Yeah. Well, that's what I find so inspiring, that you're constantly striving to improve the quality of not just the golf course experience, but also the use of all the things. So how is the drought affecting the courses across the country?
Well, it's causing a real problem with, you know, especially places where they're going on to rationing and stuff. I'm sure there are a number of courses where they have had to cut down to not watering fairways at all. Probably some where they're not watering fairways or tees. Hopefully, no one is having cut back and not water greens, but, you know, it's been rough. It's been rough for everyone, and it hasn't been just for this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been for a couple of years now.
It's been going on. You had a great book review that I was going on, Freddie and Me. And that was very nicely done. What inspired you about this book?
I think, you know, what inspired me was, he kind of said that you know, there's somebody who inspired you to do, you know, to go on in golf or to develop your talents, you know, in some specific area. And I, when I read the book, you know, it really reminded me of my golf coach in high school and how he handled me, I guess. I was a little bit difficult maybe to handle. And I can remember one particular story, one particular time where I was supposed to be in one place practicing, and I decided I wanted to be at another place practicing. And so when he found that out, he insisted that I had to come out to the golf course that I was supposed to be at and play nine holes with him, and it ended up being about half in the dark. And he afterwards, he told me that he was very impressed with my poise, that I didn't get upset, that I didn't quit. I hung in there and did what he asked me to do, and that really meant a lot to me.
That was Freddie Bennett, right? Augusta National's caddy master?
Yes. Freddie Bennett was a caddy master at Augusta, yeah, and that's what the book is about. But, you know, it just really does, I think if you read it, it really does remind you of someone in your life that that was there for you and guided you and gave you, you know, the mentoring that you needed.
So you feel Tripp Bowden really did a good job presenting Freddie as who he was.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, excellent.
Great stories, really interesting stuff about Augusta National, things you'd never read anywhere else. You
know, I love this one quote. You said, to quiet down a raucous caddy house. Do they still have raucous caddy houses? They all seem so grown up and mature nowadays. I'm sure there are some. To quiet down a raucous caddy house, I just told them if they didn't shut up, I wasn't going to pay them. Man, it got so quiet you could hear a rat peeing on cotton. I changed the word. Yes. But you know, that's so funny. I like it when people, when you get to know the person, you know, behind. Yes. I mean, Augusta National's caddy master sounds very officious and very important, and it is an important position. And he's got to keep the troops in order. So how does he? You know, and that sounds like a great book. You recommend it?
I do. Yeah. Highly.
You are working on a book of your own, and
I am.
What is it about?
Well, it's not really related to golf, although there is a golf scene in it. It's kind of a apocalyptic, futuristic suspense story, I guess you'd say.
Apocalyptic?
It
sounds like Hunger Games. Everything is apocalyptic, you know?
it is sort of like that. I mean, it's futuristic. I actually have been working on it for about 4 years.
Mm.
And I'm nearing finishing it. I put it on the back shelf for a while I was working on some other things, but it had some genetic basis, which some of the genetic scientists here in the southern New Mexico area have told me are realistic. So I'm excited about it. Hoping to finish it soon.
Tell me something, Mary. I really need to know. Are we playing golf after the apocalypse?
Yes, we are.
When you said apocalyptic and there's a golf in there, I'm like, okay, so the world comes to the end as we know it, and we're still playing golf. It just shows you that no matter what, we're going to be playing golf. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I just was curious. This is one of my favorite stories of the week. The world's first floating golf course.
Oh, I saw that. Yes, in the Maldives.
Yes, which have Maldives, you know, potato, potato.
Right.
Now, this, and it's true, people, I'm not making this up. You know, this is a country which has, oh, I don't know, hundreds of little islands about 5 feet above the ocean, the sea level, right? And what they're trying to do is they're trying to use those islands and kind of like, Dubai is cutting, you know, making, I don't know what they're doing. They're doing crazy things with sand.
Whatever they want.
Yeah, whatever they want. Because what they're trying to do here is take these islands and make them into functioning parts of, like, I imagine one day there'll be little bridges between the islands. Maybe put a hotel on this island.
I suppose,
yeah. So this is, you get to this golf course by going under in a tunnel.
Right.
And it's a fascinating tunnel because as you're walking through it, it's like being in an aquarium. You see water all around you to get to the golf course. Yeah, it's, and it's only $520 million to build it.
Yeah, look, why don't they do three?
520 million dollar golf course. What are the, what do you think it's going to cost to play around?
I don't think you or I are going to be able to.
I don't think so. No, we're going to. You know. So it's a small island looking to a small island nation looking to create something with their sinking islands from the rising sea levels.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, one way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. I'm hard to believe. Yeah.
Mary Armstrong, will you please let me know how that meeting goes? Because I think
I will.
I think not just global, intergalactic for the LPGA is a marvelous way to go.
I love it. I wrote it down, actually.
Good. All right. Mary Armstrong, right. Thanks so much for being on the show. We'll keep in touch.
Okay. Yes.
Aloha.
Okay, bye, Danielle.
Aloha. We'll be back soon, but first let me tell you, KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville are all the places that we're broadcasting from, and you're hearing us wherever you may be, and of course you may be online. And welcome to the show. We're going to give away some rocket balls. We have to take a real quick break, but I want to say hello to Matt. And I always wanted to say Pakala because it's spelled Pakala. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Actually, that's correct. You just say it just like Pakala, that place over there on Kauai. I believe there's a surf spot over there called Infinity.
Well,
that's how you say my name.
And do you have Hawaiian in you?
I don't. Actually, it's Finnish.
It's Finnish?
Yes, I'm 50% Finn.
Wow. And how is it pronounced in Finland?
Yeah, in Finland, they would pronounce it Bakala.
Bakala.
Yeah. In the past, generally how you were named in Finland is the area that you lived in. So Bakala was an area. And actually, my grandmother's name is Bakala with a B as in boy. Mine's a P with, as in Peter.
But
my grandparents met. She only had to change one letter in her name.
That's so wonderful. Do people in Hawaii call you Pakala?
They do. And the most interesting thing about my time in Hawaii, I've been in Hawaii 10 years now, is I talk up with folks on the phone and whatnot, and business, and golf, and then they see me and they kind of, you can see that little bit of a, oh, wait a second, I was expecting a local Hawaiian guy. Scandinavian, blonde-haired, Hawaii guy.
Yeah, no, you're Hanaid. In Hawaii, we call it you're Hanaid. In other words, you've been adopted into a Hawaiian family. So you're now that's why they call it. Then that all makes sense.
my wife is born and raised in Hawaii.
Oh, that's so cool. University of Arizona graduate, works at Pukalani Golf Course, partner and owner of Punahou School, Boys Head Golf Coach, Champion Golf Group. You've got so many titles. It's wonderful, but what we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes, we need to take a commercial break. We're going to talk about Aim Point. And I'm ready for the Aim Point Challenge. So many of the LPGA players are using Aim Point. When you watch them putting, you can see why. And right now, Matt is working with Sophie Gustafson at the Safeway event. And we're going to talk with him about how he can help you improve your game on the green. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window system to cooling towers across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has many futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform, bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with Matt Pakala. This is Aimpoint Technologies. Aimpoint helps you read the green. And I really like, some people tell me that it's a very mathematics-based system, which scares me to death. You know, I'm one of those, I go on the green, I look at it, I figure out, okay, there I can see the slope, I can see, you know, I've practiced, of course, on the practice putting green to see what the green is like to begin with, but they're all different. You know, you've got the shade and all that stuff that makes the grass different. So you get a sense of it. I'm a feel player. So, but you can incorporate Aimpoint into how you play as a feel player too, can't you? Just you have more confidence then.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Danielle, if I could take a step back, let me tell you what Aimpoint means to me, or kind of how it relates to my history as a golfer. Think about the time, and I think we're both old enough to know this, when you used to find yourself out in the middle of a fairway and you'd look at the flag and go, wow, that looks like about a little 7-iron. And so you pull out your 7-iron, you feel that little 7-iron onto the green, and you'd hit it now somewhere inside of 20 feet. We didn't have yardage books. We didn't have any of that stuff. We used our eyes. We looked at it.
Yeah, right. Hit it. We didn't have those range finders.
Exactly. And then you get to a hole and you look at it and you go, well, yeah, gosh, you know, that looks like that bunker's about 260. So you're going, well, I better aim left of it. So you aim left of it, and then you hit it through the fairway, and you go, wait a second, I could have hit it over the bunker. It was 230. And that was the architect just playing with our eyes, right?
Yes.
And that's what architects do. So then we get range finders, yardage books, and all that stuff. Well, Aimpoint is basically like that next level of golf, but on the green. So when we get on a green nowadays, or the pros that are using Aimpoint, the amateurs that are using Aimpoint, they just have more information and more knowledge about what's happening in front of them, so they could make a better, more educated decision on where to aim their putt before they hit it.
Okay, so you're going to teach me, from what I understand, that there are three primary shapes of a green, and how they affect the break of the putt?
Do you basically have the three major shapes, and we'd probably be best if we only focus on one of them, because two of them would be considered advanced shapes.
Okay.
But basically, the three primary shapes are planar, which is just like a tabletop, right? Flat.
Right.
You know, and so basically, a planar green, most of the old school designs are planar greens. Like if you think about a Wahoo Country Club, it's a pretty planar golf course where you have a green surface and it's just tilted one direction.
Right.
Yep. And then you have saddles, which is another green shape, and that would be like, let me think of a saddle green out there. If you know Wailai Golf Club, the first, second, third, the fourth hole during the Sony Open, the long par 3, about 210 yards, aiming malka. It's got a big saddle in the middle of it.
Ah, yes.
The green's about 40 to 50 paces deep. That would be a saddle. And then the final shape is a crown, and the crown is basically a crown. So it's got four low sides or two low sides, and the top being the crown. So you're kind of uphill and downhill.
Got it.
And so the reason it's important to know those shapes is when you're actually out there on the golf course, if you can identify these shapes, then you immediately kind of know what you're dealing with. And at least that can avoid three putts. If you know what you're dealing with, you're not going to be out there completely fooled by a green. So that's without getting into any of the math. And you'll notice on the PGA Tour or the LPGA Tours, certainly on Sundays, and especially in USGA events, they love, like if you're watching the US Amateur today, they love to put the pin just on one or another side of a crown. And what happens is, generally, when you putt over the top of a crown, it's breaking one direction, and then right like at the top of the crown, it generally changes break to another direction. And that fools players because you can't pick it up with your eyes.
That's part of the deal, right? So
yes.
with your knowledge of the crown and the break, then of course you'll then be able to be prepared for that and not be sitting there dumbstruck by the fact that all of a sudden it went in the opposite direction.
Exactly. So aim point is it's all that education about that stuff, but really what it is at the base level is what causes a ball to break on a green, and that's gravity, right? We're all dealing with gravity, and the ball rolls downhill, right? Or gravity would take any object downhill that we're rolling,
right?
Okay, so there's three major elements that you want to know about your putt. Is you want to know the distance of your putt. And the distance of your putt is basically just a function of time. You know, if I've got a 10-foot putt versus a 20-foot putt, it's going to take the 20-foot putt longer to get to the hole.
That's correct? Why I put more speed on it.
Yeah, you'd have to hit it a little harder.
Yeah.
It's still going to take longer for it to get to the hole.
Yes.
Than a 10-footer.
Yes.
So that's one element. The second element is slope and how much slope is in front of you. If we're putting off the edge of the earth, there's a lot of slope. If we're putting on a very subtle green, there's just a little bit of slope. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the last element of aim point or any putt that you're going to have in front of you is the angle or the direction across that slope that you're putting. So if I told you, hey, Danielle, you're putting straight uphill, what does that tell you? Well, it's a straight putt uphill, straight up the slope. Right?
Yeah.
And if I was putting across the slope, well, the ball's going to want to break downhill.
Downhill. Right,
yeah,
because
so
gravity's going to take over. Got it, yes.
Exactly. So you combine those three things together, and they're easy to remember. Slope, angle, and time. Those three things basically affect the break of a putt. So if you have a lot more time, the putt's going to break more. If you have a lot more angle, the putt's going to break more. Or if you have a lot more slope, a putt's going to break more. And then you can combine all those two together to get different breaks. Now, you mentioned math. The math behind it is really what Mark Sweeney, the inventor, came up with. Is he basically wrote an algorithm to where if I know what the slope is and I know what the angle is and I know what the time is, well, all these players on tour, if you watch them, they'll pull this little chart out of their pocket. And so they've used their skills to figure out slope, angle, and time. And then they look at the chart, and the chart just tells them the answer. There's no math. There's no adding up, subtracting, multiplying. There's none of that crazy stuff. It's basically, hey, I'm 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting 90 degrees across the slope, right? So I'm putting straight across the slope. And there's a 2% grade, which is the amount of slope that's there. So if I know those three things, I can just look at my aim chart, and it tells me a number, and I aim 8 inches outside the hole.
Eventually, you would know those numbers and probably wouldn't have to look at your chart, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, I mean, I will not get on a golf course, whether it's I'm messing around with my friend or playing in a tournament, I will not be on a golf course without it in my pocket, because it just doesn't make sense to me to try to hit a putt if I don't know what it's going to do. For me, it's like guessing. The way I used to play golf, I can't believe I played golf for that long. Just guessing, basically.
Got it. I was talking with Bob Groper. He's a physics professor at Yale, or he was. Uh-huh. He's moved into a different business. He's all about algorithms and uh-huh. math and putting it all together. He has a great YouTube video about planar putting, putting uh-huh. on a planar surface. So I kind of talked to him because I've known him for many, many years to get prepared to talk to you about Aimpoint. But uh-huh. as Dr. Groper did for me in the video that he created for YouTube, he showed me how I can take all of this information that he's taken and put it to use. Uh-huh. And that's what basically Aimpoint has done. You've taken the algorithms, you've taken all this math, and you've put it together, you've made a chart, so I can use it very simply. I don't have to do any of the math.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And the interesting thing about Aimpoint, and the interesting thing about learning it, and you being a field player, and myself, I'm a field player also. The great thing about it is, think about those times, Danielle, when you're standing over a putt that breaks a lot, and you stand up to it, and you're getting ready to hit it, and then you're looking at where you're aiming, and you go, this doesn't feel right, and you step off the putt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've hit enough of those putts with that kind of feeling in your feet. You're feeling the slope in your feet before you go to hit that putt, and then you look at it, and you go, this doesn't look like something that I remember feeling, say, 2 years ago or last week when I had the same kind of putt. So, you know, putting, we've got this catalog of different feels for different breaks that we've hit over the years, right? And so what Aimpoint also does is you're teaching yourself, if you know what the break is and you know what the read is over and over and over and over again, you're teaching your feet, your eyes, and your body to feel the correct thing before you hit. So you just get more and more confident before you stroke a putt.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you mind if we take a quick break again? It's about 90 seconds, and we're going to come
sure.
back. Because from what I've gathered, there's an app.
Yes, there is.
There's an app for this. We'll be back
there
right
is.
After this. My name is Danielle
right.
Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Talking with Matt Pakala, he is PGA Tour professional, PGA professional, and the Punahou School Boys head golf coach and a partner of the Champion Golf Group and up at Pukalani Golf Course. I love Pukalani. That's a beautiful
golf course.
It is a great golf course. More people should go up to Pukalani when they're on Maui. It's Maui. If you want to go to a great golf course on Maui that's not one of the ones that you see, you know, on television or talked about all the time, go to Pukalani, Pukalani. We're talking about Aimpoint, and I thought, oh, this is great. There's an app for this. There's an Aimpoint mobile app, an interactive application that complements your Aimpoint green reading education. So I should go take an Aimpoint lesson. And how many, do you know approximately how many LPGA Tour players right now are playing at the Safeway?
You,
there are a
you
lot.
Know, at, Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, this is how many there are at Safeway. I can probably count 20 of them that I know of, but then there's some that I don't even know about yet because they're still learning, and they're learning from all different instructors. Now, Aimpoint has got a network of instructors now. This is just in the last 3 years. It's gone worldwide. There's coaches in Asia. There's coaches all over Europe. And then, of course, all of the continental United States. And then out in Hawaii, there's myself and Jerry King and Doug Spencer, who are Aimpoint certified. So there's about 100 or so coaches that understand how to teach it. And then there's about, like myself, there's about 8 of us that Mark Sweeney would call his senior instructors who teach the younger up-and-coming instructors how to teach it.
So you're a teacher's teacher. You're the teacher of the to-be teachers.
At least with the Aimpoint stuff. But, I mean, as you know, and Danielle, you've talked to enough great teachers. I think Jerry King was on the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And all the, you know, teachers, whether you're teaching teachers are teaching you or you're teaching students, the best teachers are always learning, and they're always pushing the envelope and learning more and more the new technology, the old technology. You know, there's nothing better than sitting down with an old-time teacher and learning some of the old-school techniques that they used before they had all this high-speed camera stuff and crazy Aimpoint stuff, right?
Yeah.
It makes it awful fun. Yeah.
It's great. It's great. So when you go to your instructor and you have your card, from what I could see just online, and I wasn't able to. It's like the app isn't going to substitute for on course instruction. You want to get with an instructor and figure it out, and then use the app to help you with instead of the chart. Is from what I gather that you can use.
Yeah, but now, just so you know, the chart is actually, it's permitted under the rules of golf, the chart. Because the chart is just numbers on a paper. The app, since you're actually using like a mobile computing device, the app actually would not be legal under the rules of golf. So the app can be used as a practice device, to quickly, read greens. Mark does put video educational and stuff like that on there. It's also a way that you can find your nearest Aimpoint instructor.
Okay.
You can also do that online.
Excellent.
But you know what I'd love to do for you, Danielle, and for your listeners, is I can teach you right now the number one most important element of reading greens from Aimpoint.
Great.
And I think you might find it interesting. So when you get a chance, I want you to go out just on your driveway. And hopefully there's some slope on your driveway. And there probably is, if you had a good contractor, there probably is a little slope because they want the water to drain off your driveway, to sit on your driveway, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and just like architects that construct greens, they want the water to drain off the green. Because if it didn't, every night when it was watered, that grass would get too much water or eventually die.
Right, it would rot. Got it.
So the lesson here is there's no truly, truly flat spot on a green.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay. Now that probably scares the hell out of everyone. Like,
no, it doesn't. Actually, no, it doesn't.
But think about it. Now you do have straight putts on the tops of ridges and things like that. But basically, there's really no truly, 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 truly flat spot. Because if there was, the water would sit there and kill the grass.
Right. So What do you want me to do on the driveway?
So this is what you're going to do on the driveway. Make sure that you can visibly see some slope. And we'll start with stuff that you can see.
Okay.
Because generally, your eyes can pick up slope, but when it gets to real subtle slopes, your eyes aren't going to be able to pick it up.
Okay.
Now, the beauty of the human body is we have this thing called balance, right? So we can walk without falling over.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. So basically what I'm trying to say is if you can stand up and you can walk and you've got some sort of sense of balance and you're not going through bouts of vertigo right now, you can learn Aimpoint.
Okay. Now I have been convinced that I was taking it way too, I was too concerned, and that you've made this so that I can even learn this, and that means if I can learn it, anybody can. So what we're doing here is we're going to go on the driveway, and I want to take people out there because I've got people in their living room. If they can't find a driveway, they're going to try to do it on their carpet.
Well, and unfortunately, if they have a good contractor, their living room floor is going to be very, very flat.
No, but Hawaii, most of our
if there is some slope, then we're in trouble.
Okay, so we found some slope. What are we going to do next?
I said, this is what we're going to do. You can see the slope. So now what I want you to do is stand on your, stand just with your feet shoulder width apart.
Okay.
And just rotate to your right or your left until you feel that one of your feet is further downhill than the other. Like you feel the downhill slope.
Okay.
Your feet. You feel that?
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Okay. Are you on top of a table or are you in your driveway? Be honest.
I'm okay? Standing on my chair and it's all...
So what you're going to do now is you feel like, for me, I'm in a parking lot at the Safeway Classic outside the Players Clubhouse. So people are looking at me going, what the heck is this guy doing? So I can feel that my right foot is lower than my left foot.
Got it. Okay.
And the funny thing about where I'm standing is when I look to my right, this is really funny, and you're going to kick out. This happens to be in the parking lot standing. There's a big drain over on my right. That's where the water is draining.
Oh, so you can see it perfectly.
Well, so the engineers, I didn't even look until I was standing here, but the engineers who built this parking lot put a drain there because that's where the water's going.
Okay, right? Okay.
So you'll see that kind of stuff on the golf course. So my right foot's lower than my left. Now I'm going to turn back the other direction until my left foot gets lower than my right.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep going back and forth until I feel equal weight on my right and left foot. So I'm balanced. And now at this point, you should be facing straight uphill.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do. Okay.
So what I'm doing is I'm teaching you how to act like a level.
Yes.
You know, a surveyor's level.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so now that means to you, what that means to you, Danielle, why this is so important, and we'll leave the lesson here because I know you're going to have to move on with your show, and I'd love to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Safeway Classic right now in Portland, is what that means to you is if you can find straight, and that's what we just did, we found straight uphill. If you can find straight, then what that means is now you can figure out what angle across that slope or that straight part of the slope, what angle you're putting across. And that's going to help you dictate or understand how much a putt's breaking.
Lovely. That's what you just did for us, though, is you that was very good, Matt. That was really cool. Thank you.
So we're not using our eyes anymore, basically.
Yeah, but
we're using our feet.
Our feet become our eyes. And
exactly, they work together.
Yeah, the sensory, because, you know, you take all this information. I mean, your skin, your bones, your muscles, you feel it all. You take it in, your brain computes it with your eyes, and then you hit the putt. Did you realize you were doing all of that stuff?
So I do this with a field player like yourself. I do this on the golf course with a field player, and they look at me and go, gosh, how come I never thought of that?
Yeah.
And that's incredible. Because if you can look at a putt and go, this putt looks straight. And if you stand right on the middle of your line with one foot on either side of your line with the ball behind you and the hole in front of you and close your eyes, if one foot's lower than the other, guess what? That putt's breaking.
Then you've just messed up.
Yeah, and that's without even using the aim point books or charts or any of that stuff. That's just going to tell you the direction of putt's breaking.
Okay. Matt, we've got to do this again sometime because I've got 3 minutes to close the show, but it's exciting. Soyeon Ryu is doing great. Mika Miyazato, Inbee Park, Sydney Michaels is the first. Christy Kerr, Allison Walsh, Amy Yang. Great job. And you're teaching Sophie Gustafson?
Yeah, I'm working with Sophie Gustafson. So what I help her do is prepare, and we map the greens so she knows what she's dealing with. So not only does she feel it with your feet, but she actually has numbers of what's happening with the slope. But what I should also tell you listeners is if they go and watch a little bit of the Wyndham Championship today, you'll see aim point in action on the Wyndham where Mark Sweeney has a line that shows where the putt's going to go. That's his algorithm working, basically reading every 6 inches of the putt and calculating what it's going to do. So that's how he's able to predict that stuff on TV.
Isn't that cool?
Very, very cool, yeah. And our Hawaii girls, Michelle Weed's in there. She shot 3 under yesterday.
Yeah, 69. I always,
and surprisingly, the ninth and tenth hole out here, they changed the ninth hole. They moved the tee back and turned it into a reachable par five with the water. She parred both those holes. So I was following actually Brittany Lincecombe and Sophie Gustafson and Catherine Hull, and they had no problem reaching those two holes. So it was surprising to see that Michelle parred those two holes. So she didn't really play. She played the par five 2 under, but. I mean, she could really rip these par fives up if she gets in the fairway. So look forward to a good round from her.
I just want her to
fans of hers.
Learn to putt again. Go get her, okay?
You know, she actually met with Mark Sweeney about a year or so ago, but I haven't seen her pulling out her chart, so I don't know how much she's sticking with it.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of players, when they first see it, sometimes they think, wow, this is complex. But like I just did with you, you can take something pretty complex, break it into parts, and it becomes pretty simple.
Thank you very much, Matt. Gotta go. I got to thank our golf club sponsors. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains and the 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship. It's Poipu Bay. Alakai Mechanical, best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. They'll put it all together for you. But not only that, they'll take care of it for you, so you never have to be without. Star Protection, property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home, for your business. You want to get the Star Team on your property. Discount Furniture, they're right online at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. But better yet, go to their studio, their showroom at 345 Nimitz next to Floridek and Bunk Beds, Hawaii. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.